Let us, for a while, consider some of the misconceptions about our present body, which keep us from showing forth better bodies, and keep us, as sponsors for this 20th century, from giving to the world the true sense of body that Jesus had. The misconception that our body governs our mind. First, there is an almost universal misconception that the body governs the mind. This misconception says that if there is an inharmonious experience, such as pain, weariness, sickness, disease, or accident, all these seeming experiences originate in the body. The very reverse of this misconception is true, yet it is the last lie that will of, quote, its own consent yield to truth, close quote. Mrs. Eddy informs us in Science and Health, quote, the material body manifests only what mortal mind believes, whether it be a broken bone, disease, or sin, close quote. And in Christian Healing, she says, quote, man thinks, when he is sick, disease controls his body to whatever manifestation we see. But the fact remains in metaphysics that the mind of the individual only can produce a result upon his body. Close quote. And since there is but one mind, our mind, then this mind governs our body wholly and spiritually. The misconception that functions depend upon the organs. Another misconception about our present body is that all functioning, such as hearing, seeing, breathing, digesting, circulation, and elimination, are carried on and are dependent upon the formations or organs that constitute the human body. Now, the fact is, these so-called organs are here as eternal, infinite ideas of mind or soul. They are not organs, but are infinite ideas. And what appears to be the functionings of these organs, the hearing, seeing, breathing, digesting, circulation, and elimination, are not operations of the so-called organs, but are the conscious operations of mind, or life itself. Let us turn from the misconceptions about body, turn from the figures or symbols to a true estimate of our present body and our present functionings. We all believe these truths about our body and its so-called organs and functionings, but to many of us, they are as yet remote and something to be consciously attained at some future time. But, students, the fact of our spiritual body is here eternally and should be demonstrated in our present-day living as the only body here. The misconception that life lives in the body. Another misconception that mesmerizes most of us is that mind, or life, lives in our so-called material body. As we reverse this lie, we find that mind, or life, does not live in our so-called material body, does not live in the figures or symbols. Our body, as infinite ideas, is embraced in mind, or life. The body that we falsely regard as matter is, instead, divine ideas, the embodiment of mind or life, and is the only body at hand. the misconception that body manifests disease. Another misconception that we are to dispel from consciousness through metaphysical work is that our present body evolves and manifests disease. Our so-called material body is a state of belief only. Now, this belief that our so-called material body and its organs can form and manifest disease is a misconception about the one and only body. Body, the embodiment of ideas, does not form disease. Body does not form or manifest anything in and of itself. Body is forever immediate with mind, and represents all that mind is being, consciously, actively, and eternally. For our body to experience disease, disease would have to be a sense or experience in mind or consciousness. But mind or consciousness is infinite truth, and this fact excludes any false limited belief in a diseased body. Matter and disease are never conditions. They are states of belief only. Matter and disease are as much a state of belief about our real and only body as 2 and 2 are 5 is a state of belief about the fact that 2 and 2 are 4. We should understand that materiality does not lie in the things we call material. There are no material things. What we call material things are, in reality, thoughts which divine science translates as ideas of soul. Everything that exists is pure thought, the thought of God or mind. The materiality that we think we see is entirely in us, is entirely in the observer. Our false sense or false education dulls our vision of what is actually present. The temptation to believe that things are what they appear to be suggests itself to the mentality of each one of us. Jesus is recorded as saying, quote, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation." Close quote. There is no need to watch and pray for protection from something called matter, but we should watch and pray to be protected from the temptation to believe that that which arises in consciousness is material. The temptation is always present for us to accept what we think we see in the way that educated belief defines it, instead of dealing with it as it is in truth. If we are trying to heal another, we should never argue with him about his so-called material body as though it were something real and filling space. But we should argue against his belief or illusion about body. His body is as it is in fact and is universal. It fills all space and is not at all the way it appears to be. The false appearance which seems present is the counterfeit of the one and only infinite universal body at hand. Body is eternally as it should be, but many of us in our practice work still try to heal that which is belief only. When once we know our present body as body really is, we shall not want to heal it. We shall not be tempted to believe that our present and only body is the way finite sense interprets it. we shall not be tempted to deny the omnipresence of mind's body, the embodiment of divine ideas, simply because our false educated belief calls that which is at hand material and diseased. We never try to rid ourselves of the disease that seems to be present in our so-called material body. No. We rid ourselves of the false beliefs and aggressive suggestions that our present body is material and can be diseased. There is no connection between the so-called material body and God, so that God could heal it. To God, the so-called material body, the figure or the symbol, does not exist at all. God reveals himself as one infinite, universal, divine body, the embodiment of himself, and this body is already whole and perfect. Body is the immediacy of mind, wholly spiritual. Mrs. Eddy emphatically states, quote, "There is no disease," close quote. There is no disease to consume or to infest or to subsist on man or body, the embodiment of divine mind. Man or body, the embodiment of divine ideas, is never acted upon by fear, anxiety, or discouragement through thought transference or through any other misconception of mortal mind. As the reflection of eternal life, or infinite omni-action, man, or body, is eternally acting and functioning in accord with God, or life. Our textbook says, quote, "Eradicate the image of disease from the perturbed thought before it has taken tangible shape in conscious thought, alias the body." Close quote. And our textbook also tells us that it was Blondin's belief that he could walk the rope over Niagara's abyss of waters that, quote, "gave his thought forces, called muscles, their flexibility and power," close quote. Therefore, when we, as metaphysicians, say the word body, we do not think of body as material, but we think of body as conscious thought or thought forces. And when we wish to improve our body, we improve our thought.